in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media.
The USDA Farm Service Agency has streamlined the authorization process for emergency hay and grazing use of Conservation Reserve Program acres. To allow livestock producers quicker access to much-needed forage, authorizations will now be based on drought severity using the U.S. Drought Monitor. Depending on current drought conditions in your county, you may now be eligible for emergency hay and grazing on CRP. To request emergency hay or grazing on CRP acres, contact your local FSA office. To find your local FSA office, visit farmers.gov.
Crisp, cool, Colorado mountain air. There's nothing like it. And there's nothing like dairy from Colorado cows. Hi, I'm Sarah, and proud to be a dairy farmer here. We have the best views, best places to be outside, and the best dairy cows, which means we have the best milk too. So pick up a gallon at your local grocery store and enjoy what makes Colorado great with a cold glass of milk. Learn more about local dairy farm families at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Agriculture exemptions for electronic logging devices, known as ELDs and trucks, expire at the end of September. Allison Rivera, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says they are working to get an extension.
The message that we continue to push and that even members of Congress have mentioned very recently is that right now, more so than ever, we need flexibility in hauling livestock. We need flexibility in order to get those backlogs down and make sure that we can put product on the grocery store shelves, which is what people are still looking for. So we continue to work on the ELD delay through the APROPS process.
The NCBA says the ELD enforcement date and existing hours of service regulations pose significant consequences for the livestock industry. Current federal law limits on-duty time to just 14 hours, with a maximum drive time of 11 consecutive hours. The driver must then rest for 10 consecutive hours before returning to duty. Agriculture groups are working with Congress to get something on the books, perhaps through an infrastructure funding bill.
The hope is, even with everything going on, we will still see an infrastructure package. If we don't see it before the end of the year or, you know, before the election, we are going to need to get one done. It just might be a little bit later than we expected.
The good news, Rivera says, is that there is a lot of support to add in the 150 air mile exemption for livestock haulers.
The Colorado Agricultural Development Authority is serving agricultural producers in Colorado. To learn more about this program, visit our website at cadafarmloan.com, email us at jimrcada@comcast.net, or call us at 303-815-9543.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's Responsible Energy Plan at tristate.co-op.
For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.